Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah. The date today is the 12th of Jumad al Ukhra, 1444, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 5th of January 2023. Our program today is Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madahib al-Arba, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Our topic today is the events that took place in the first few years of the Hijri calendar. Our Honorable Mufti Saab is here. Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab, Damat Barakatuh. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fiikum wa Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, the first question is, when and how was the Hijri calendar established?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem, amma ba'd, all praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First and foremost, we must know our Islamic calendar was established by Almighty Allah the day He created the entire universe. As mentioned in chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 36, Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allahi thna ashara shahra fi kitabillahi yawma khalaqa samawati wal ard. That verily it is ordained, prescribed in the book of Allah, the number of months by Almighty Allah are 12 lunar months. We'll explain to you each month now. And thereafter, when this happened, the day Almighty Allah created the heavens and the earth. So they say, Kullu Shuhur, that all the months are Muzakkar, except Jumadain, but the two Jumada. So the first is Muharram, which means to be honorable, respectable. Safar, Safar means to be zero. So it means that the people used to consider it to be an unlucky month. So therefore they called it that. But Islam came and abolished this pagan practice and said, La Safara, there is no bad luck, there is no bad omen in Islam or in the month of Safar. And the hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Then Rabi'ul Awwal, Rabi'ul Akhir, so the beginning of spring and the ending of spring. Then Jumad al-Ula, then that is the dry season, the beginning of the dry season. And according to Muhaqqiqin Ulama, the best way to read it will be Jumad al-Akhirah. So therefore, best is to say that some Ulama say Jumad al-Ukhra, Jumad al-Thaniya, but there's consensus on this issue. Best of the best will be to say Jumad al-Akhirah. So today we will say is the 12th of Jumad al-Akhirah. So that is how we should be counting like that. And thereafter you have the month of Rajab, extremely honorable. These two people used to respect it tremendously because it is one of the four sacred holy months, Mina Arbatun Hurum. Salatun Mutawaliyat, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, three are consecutive, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, and Muharram, and then the month of Rajab. Sha'ban, the month of doing diverse, a variety of good deeds. And then Ramadan, Tahriqul Dhunub, to burn and incinerate our sins. Shawwal, the month of hunting, because why? Now the war and the hunting and all that can carry on, because after that, there will be three consecutive months, no hunting, no combat, no war. Then Zulqa'dah, the month of sitting, Zulhijjah, the month of Hajj, and then Muharram. So why these 3 months are consecutive? Because Zulqa'dah, the month people can travel toward Makkah, Mukarramah to perform their Hajj, they have a safe passage. Zulhijjah, they will perform the Hajj, and Muharram, Qudumul Hujjaj, the Hujjaj will come back. Obviously, it's not like nowadays, 8 hours, 10 hours, 15 hours, you're there in Makkah already. So in those days, like even today, people go walking, people who go by ship and so forth, it takes them a very long period. So remember, in those days for much longer, and then during the course of the year, you want to go and perform Umrah, so you know in the month of Rajab, is the month, is a safe passage, no combat, there's ceasefire. So that is what we need to understand. The practical implementation took place in the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam time. There was, for example, you will say 7th year was the Ghazwatu Khaybar, so the year was the year of Khaybar. 8th year, you will say was Fatih Makkah. 9th year, you will say year of Tabuk. 10th year, you will say the year of Hajjatul Wida. So the broad calendar was there, but the practical implementation, this you call awwaliyat, this is a special term, awwaliyat, the reforms brought about by Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and how Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala brought this. For example, Taraweeh Salat was there already in Nabi alayhi salatu salam's time, but there were small groups. Same thing happened in time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Then in time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh, he formulated it, and he then said, no, we must have one Imam, Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu anh, and the men must follow him. So that is what happened. So you see, that is why you find that, and nobody can ever say that this is bid'ah or this is an innovation. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, himself said, عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين. Follow my way and the way of the rightly guided Khulafa. Open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, you will find it. And for Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, you will find a specific reference in Ibn Majah and in Tirmidhi Sharif. اقتدوا بهذين من بعدي. He, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, gestured in that direction, the direction of Shaykhain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu warda, and said, follow these two after me. And from here, we get the concept of taqlid al-shakhsi, that you follow one person, not because the person is ma'soom or something, but because he has that knowledge, that piety, taqwa, all that, to elaborate and explain the deen to you. So then it came down, and then you got the four schools and so forth and so on. So that is what we must understand.
Mufti Saab, what had taken place in the first year of the Hijri calendar?
Remember that if you want to pinpoint that, you know, when and all this happened, it was in the 16th year of the Hijrah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was informed by Abu Musa al-Ash'ari that, you know, we're getting letters from you. We don't know which one came first, which one came second. Mashura was held. Eminent, illustrious Sahaba were there, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali and others. So with all this Mashura, then they said, fine, we will make this Hijrah calendar, not the Maut, not the Wafat, and not the Milad. We don't want all that system. This Ummah must always be striving, Hijrah. So we must always be, we can't be a sleeping Ummah, we must be a moving Ummah, striving and struggling all the time. So in that way there, that we find that the Hijrah came about. And then they said that now the Hajjis finished Hajj and they're coming home. So now Muharram will be the first month, and then Safar and so forth. So that is how everything started, alhamdulillah, and Ijma consensus was reached amongst Sahaba and Tabi'een and so forth. So that it all happened in the 16th year after the Hijrah, the year 636, 637, depending how you want to count it and so forth, so on. So what we will do in today's lesson, from year 1 right up to year 11, we will take you right through, and we will show you what were the important and significant events and incidents that took place. Now here there are 4 or 5 things you must understand. Here Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, they entered Madinah Munawwara, but not the central Madinah. They entered Quba, and they were the Banu Najjar, the carpenters, they were there at that time there. So the daughters would go out, young daughters, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, with a duff, with a doof, you can say both ways, duff, doof, with in their hand, and they were hitting, welcoming, making istiqbal. But they went out first day, second day, disappointed. Third day, lo and behold, they never saw the master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nor Sani Asnain, Sina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And we know that three nights were spent there in Ghare Thawr. Quran makes reference to it. Sani Asnain idhuma fil ghar, idh yaqulu li sahibihi la tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. Chapter 9, verse number 40. So that is now the beginning of the Hijrah. And now we're coming to the ending. So these daughters of the Najjar tribe, the carpenters, see what they said. Look at the walwala, the zeal, the enthusiasm they had. They were singing and hitting their duf and duf. Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari. Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari. We are the daughters of the Najjar tribe. Even in Ibn Majah, you will find this hadith. Ya habbada Muhammadun min bajari. How excellent today. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our neighbor. And that is now the hijrah finished. Then Nabi alayhi salam spent a few days, and then the Masjid Quba was built, and thereafter went to central Medina Munawwara. Now here, there's a point which most people were nasu ana ghafilun. When the Master alayhi salatu salam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu entered, that's the time the coronation supposed to take place. Coronation means now King Charles, he another harami also, he gave the chief rabbi of Israel and then knighted him, sir, you know, and they're all shaitans, all of them. So anyway, so the coronation was about to take place. There the tribes in Medina and all of them, they already like elected, selected who? Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul. So Abdullah is his name, Ubay is his father's name, Salul is not grandfather, is his mother's name. People make mix up there also. So when he saw all this, now his hopes and aspirations and everything were dashed now. Because now Nabi alayhi salatu salam entered. And now the people can see, like Abdullah bin Salam, that this is the final prophet and messenger. And I can see, he's not an imposter, Allah forbid. Every sign I saw and read in the Torah and Injil and all that, he was a master of the previous scriptures. So he said that 100% this is the final Nabi. So that's why he was always the enemy. And he became, as you will see as we go along, Ra'isul Munafiqeen, the leader of the hypocrites, because Nabi alayhi salam then dashed his hopes and aspirations. His coronation could not take place. Coronation that time, like the king now, they put the crown on his head and all that. In those times, like Umar Zahid Khan, Damat Barakatum, you graduated from Darum Zakaria 2020 or 2021 or whenever. So they called you in front, and then they made the star bandi. They put your turban around you. So you say, now Maulana, it's not Zahid Khan, it's Hazrat Maulana Zahid Khan, Damat Batak Barakatuhu, Atalullahu Lihyatahu, like that. So you must remember these things, yeah. So they would make and put the turban around him, like that. So that is how it started and all. It was a custom those days also. So anyway, so now what happens now? So you have to go to Quran. Well, chapter number 3. Chapter 3. And what the verse number 103. Chapter 3 and verse 103. وَعَتَصِمُوا بِحَبَلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold on firmly to the rope of Almighty Allah. Allah ki rassi toot nahi sakti. Allah ki rassi choot sakti hai. The rope of Almighty Allah can never break, but it can be released and it can stay or move away. When we release the grip, then it will go away. So then, like today, the ummah has forgotten it. So they're not interested, three-quarters of the ummah. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Do not cause fragmentation on fundamental issues, secondary issues that you'll always have. So wadhkuru ni'matallahi alaykum, and remember the bounties of Almighty Allah upon you. Idh kuntum a'da'a, when you were enemies, the Aws and the Khazraj, they were fighting for decades and decades over the goat and the sheep and the animals and the cattle and all that. فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ, Allah brought that love and unity within your hearts. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِئْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا, and then you became brothers. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Muhajir, Ansar, and made them brothers also. Such brothers, they would inherit also from one another. Remember, this was in the initial stages, initial phase. وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَىٰ شَفَىٰ حُفْرَةٍ مِّنَ النَّارِ, you were right on the edge, on the precipice of Jahannam, on the precipice of the whole of Jahannam. So remember that, meaning on the edge, right to fall inside Jahannam. Allah forbid. فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا, Allah Ta'ala protected you, saved you, and made you Sahaba, the beacons of light, the greatest of people to walk on this earth after the Anbiya, prophets and messengers. Chapter 3, verse 103. So that is what really happened in the first year after the Hijrah, that people who were total strangers became such that they became brothers. Allah praises them in the Quran Sharif, chapter 59, verses 8, 9, and 10. للفقراء المهاجرين الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم وأموالهم. Chapter 59, verse 8. Allah praising the Muhajirin, the migrants who left Makkah Mukarramah. Allah praising the Ansar, chapter 59, verse 9. والذين تبوأوا الدار والإيمان من قبلهم. يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ. See, they love those people who migrated to them. وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً فِي صُدُورِهِمْ. So, and then Quran says, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. What a great quality. They gave preference over themselves. I got two shops, you take one. I got two farms, you take. I got two wives. I'll divorce one and you choose who you want. See, who will do that? So وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. Although they were in need. So there's nobody can take away from them. And me and you, when we come after them, chapter 59, verse 10, daily we should make dua for them. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. So we must make dua for Sahaba, protect the namus and the honor and integrity of Sahaba. Anybody goes against Sahaba, whether it's Khomeini or whether it's Bakir Majlisi or whether it's Khamenei or whoever. So we rule and we say loudly, boldly and clearly, Shias are pakka kuffar and out of the fold of Islam. They curse and swear Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa. Openly, they promote prostitution, muta for 1 hour. Khomeini writes in his book, Tawdihul Masail. So how can these people ever be Muslim? So that is what happened. The foundation was built and Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul becomes Ra'isul Murafiqeen and is licking his wounds now. That is the main incident in the first year of the Hijrah.
Mufti Sahib, what had taken place in the second year of the Hijri calendar?
In the second year of the Hijrah, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرِيُ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّ. And indeed, surely Almighty Allah Jalla Wala assisted you in Badr. So Laylatul Badr, in Bukhari Sharif also you'll find Badr, Laylatul Badr. It means the 14th night. But yeah, it doesn't mean the 14th night. It refers to the Qalib Badr. So it refers to, remember that the wells and all that were there in Badr. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 313 Sahaba, they left Madinah Munawwara. And actually they wanted to intercept the ear. The ear is the one of Abu Sufyan that was coming. But Allah wanted that, no, the decree of Allah wanted that, no, they must take on the Nafir. They must take on who? Abu Jahl and company coming from Makkah. So Allah mentions in Surah Al Imran, chapter 3, verse number 123, and surely, definitely, Allah helped you in Badr, wa antum adilla, whilst you were so weak. You didn't have army, you didn't have, you understand, personnel. And if you look at it logically, Abu Jahl and them came thousand of them approximately. Everything was in their favor. The place where they camped, so the land was flat there. And where the Muslims were, it wasn't. It was like up and down. And second, they were near the water. And third, you must remember, they are Adad and Udad. Their numbers were much more. Their equipment was much more. So everything was in their favor. It's a night like tonight. It's the night of Jumu'ah. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They made an arish, like a small tent, like, you know. And there Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried, made dua, read salat. So much so, the shawl Mubarak was about to fall. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, Hasbuk, hasbuk ya Rasulullah, enough. Victory will be ours, inshallah. The Sahaba were motivated, inspired. They said, Salma shi'ta, silman shi'ta, waqta man shi'ta. Ask us whatever you want, ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will do that. Ask us, you must remember, whatever you say, join us with this tribe, cut us off with those people, those tribe, whatever you say. So the Sahaba were fired up all. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that this is the place Abu Jahl will fall. This is the place this one will fall. This is the place. Lo and behold, that Friday, 17th Ramadan, fi sanati thaniya, in the second year of the Hijrah, we find that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba, and they brought such a magnificent victory. 70 of the enemies, Abu Jahl also dispatched to Jahannam. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud's hadith, lengthy hadith in Bukhari Sharif. And remember this, that they were killed and dispatched to Jahannam. 70 taken captive. Abu Lahab did not come. Surah Lahab is already, you must remember, revealed. And he couldn't believe. He was shell-shocked. Our Sanadid Quraysh, our leaders, the backbone are gone finished. By who? In their mind. It was, these are amateurs. You must remember that. We'll eat them up for 1 hour. One day we'll flatten them. So Quran speaks of this. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بَطَرًا. Abu Jahl and company, the Nafir that came from Makkah. So they were celebrating already. The wine, dine and swine was there. And they were busy already. Surah Anfal, chapter number 8, verse 47. Do not be like those people who left their homes, Makkah, Batara, with the pride and arrogance and haughtiness. Waria and Nas, they wanted to show people we are a superpower. America say we superpower. 47 other countries, 48 in total, came here to Afghanistan to occupy. And then Allah chose the Taliban to whoop them, thrash them. And then they lost $2 or $3 trillion and millions of dollars worth of arms, ammunition, everything. Because they want to show off in that. وَيَسُدُّونَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and prevent from the path of Allah. You see. So Allah Ta'ala punished them. Chapter 8, verse number 47. And 70 were taken captive. So that is what happened. Sahaba, they lost 14. 14 men became, remember, Shuhada and martyrs in this battle here. So that is what. So today when you're traveling, Ma'ala Safi Shadid, today everything is open. That you find the Ummah, majority, 70-65%, two-thirds, that they involve in the mall and the bazaar and the cinemas now. The shaitan murtad opened the cinemas there. So you must remember all these things, that you must go to Badr. Just look at the landscape and you will see that the sand there and the sand next to it, how different it is. You go there to Jabalul Malaika, where the angels came down and so forth. Allah Ta'ala told them, I'm going to send down, there'll be alfi minal malaikati and all that. So 1,000 angels and so. So all this happened. One angel also is sufficient, but Allah wanted, they 1,000, we send 1,000 for you. So remember to give them bushra, walitatma'inna bihi qulubukum. So you can be 100% consoled and pacified and so forth. So all this happened, you must remember. I got a good Saudi friend there. He comes in Tabligh and all. He came to South Africa also. Sheikh Ibrahim, and he's there in Badr. He sends me message, Sheikh, Mata tazuruna, ya Sheikh. Now what must I tell him about all their politics and all that? So one day, if you go, we've been there several times, Allah kabul, Allah accept it, taqabbal Allah, Allah ta'ala make easy. So when we go, we must go to these places.
Inshallah, we'll take our break, and after the break, we will continue with the third year of the Hijri calendar, inshallah.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you back to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madhaib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Mufti Saab, the next question is, what happened in the third year of the Hijri calendar?
It was during the month of Shawwal, 1 year after Badr, you can say 13 months, so just 1 year plus minus. And they, the Mushrikeen, polytheists, idol worshippers, said, we must extract revenge. 70 of our men are gone, and 70 are taken captive. No, we can't allow this, and we must. So they mobilized themselves, and then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, original Mashura was, we must stay in Medina. Then Sahaba said, no, let's go out. So lo and behold, in Shawwal, fi sanati thalitha, in the third year, they went out. Jabal, the word is not Uhad. People must learn all the, how I said, Jumad al-Akhirah, like that, we must learn all the proper terms. So we must teach our children also. So Jabal Uhudin yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuhu, hadith in Bukhari Sharif and various compilations. Jabal Uhud is that mountain, it loves us and we love it. So Sahaba went, and remember, they were winning all the time. But then Jabal Rumat, there when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam put the 50 archers and told them, you must remain there and you mustn't come down and so forth. But ijtihad, you know, so ijtihad. The battle was finished as far as they got. So remember that. So they came down, only 12 Sahaba stayed there. Khalid bin Walid, a master tactician, and Abu Sufyan, and all of them were, they were not Muslim that time. So he just looked back and he saw that opening, so he came from the back, and then the victory turned into defeat, like almost like, you know, not complete defeat, because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam Sahaba was still there. And go see what things happened that time, subhanallah. How Talha radiallahu anhu, his hand became shallah, his hand became paralyzed, and the other hand is defending Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Imagine Sahaba. Abu Dujana radiallahu anhu becomes a human shield for the master. Adab ka taqaza and ish ka taqaza. What is love and what is respect? In the thick of battle, he did not want his back to face the jasad athar of the master alayhi salam, the mubarak body of Nabi alayhi salam. He took his chest and he covered the master alayhi salam. The arrows must not touch you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I will take everything. So that is what he did, and this is adab, respect, this is love, the epitome of love, what you will call. And then you must remember this, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's own tooth mubarak was shaheed. And so many things that has happened. Then Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu became shaheed. Wahshi, afterwards he embraced Islam. So he wanted his liberation, emancipation. And then he shot Sayyidina Hamza, but not from the front, from the back. So remember that, and he, Sayyidina Hamza, became, understand this here, is to do with Aqeedah, and is our unanimous belief, the hadith is sahih, authentic in Mustadrak Hakim. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said regarding Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu, Sayyidu Shuhada, he is the leader of the martyrs. So Sayyidina Hussein is a martyr, Sayyidina Usman is a martyr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is a martyr, so many Sahaba are martyr radiallahu anhu. But the leader and the greatest martyr is who? Sayyidu Shuhada, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's chacha, his kaka, his paternal uncle, Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib, father's brother. So we must be very clear on all these issues. So that is how 70 Sahaba lost their lives there, in that battle there. So it was a very, very big, you must remember, setback for the Muslims. And you know, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam crying, Sahaba crying. So all this happened in the third year of the Hijrah.
Mufti Saab, going to the fourth year of the Hijri calendar, what had happened then?
Remember, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu tells us, look at the zeal, enthusiasm. Today our children and so forth, whole day and night, play football, play cricket, play with cell phone, watch movies, kill time, waste time. Abdullah ibn Umar says, I came there and I wanted to participate in the Battle of Uhud, but I was 14 years old. And I even stood on the tip of my toes to look a little bit taller. Nabi alayhi salam, the falam ya adhanli, don't give me permission. He said, the following year I came, I want to take permission now. So the following year was Khandaq, the trench. Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu said, you know, suggested it. The next year was 4th year, and it was Ahzab. Now you know how they speak of the coalition nowadays. So they had coalition. So Hizbun, so Hizb, one party, Kullu Hizbin Mima Ladehim Farihun, Ahzab, the party is the coalition. So the mushrikeen from Makkah, they said, we got enough. These Muslims, and Allah forbid, Aliyazu Billah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we must assassinate. And we must just finish up these Muslims. We fed up of them, Allah forbid. Then the Yahud, they were there, the Jews in Madinah Munawwara. They already agreed to the misaq, to the agreement, Nabi alayhi salam will be Amir, and we will not fight one another. We will always be allies in Hulafa. We will fight the enemy together and we'll defend together. But Jutlas, you know how they are. You see yesterday what he said, the one MK, member of the Knesset. He said every 2 years, 3 years, we have war with the Palestinians. We must just have a final war and finish them up. This haram is here. So I sent out a message to all. So you must remember on Telegram, on all the groups and everything. I said, for these people, yeah, one settler, one bullet will be sufficient for these haramis. That's the only language they understand. And the time is coming, remember that. So inshallah, in our lifetime it will happen, inshallah. Allah masallit alayhim ka kalban min kilabik. We must read that dua. So anyway, so all this happens now. So you got one side, the mushrikeen from Makkah, the polytheists. Other side, you got the Yahud. And they held the ghilaf of the Kaaba, the Kiswa. And they said, we're going to do this, Allah forbid. And then they had the munafiqeen. You see, I told you, remember the incident. Which incident? The coronation of Abdullah ibn Ubay bin Salul supposed to take place. So he had that grudge, that hatred, that malice, that rancor. Said, one day I'm going to do this. So that is what he did. And they all formed this. So they were outnumbering Sahaba. So all these things here. And again, the adad, udad, and adad number, udad, the equipment, all that. So Salman Farsi said, we must build a trench and cut the, all that, you know, make the trench, you know. So Ghazwa Khandaq, Ghazwa Ahzab, all that this is now 4th year. So 4th year it is, Abdullah ibn Umar becomes 15 years old now, and he's participating. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, today is Thursday, on Wednesday afternoon. You want the reference? Open Al-Adabul Mufrad. You will find it there. And Sheikh Albani said hadith is sahih for this. So you must remember Wednesday afternoon. Monday Nabi alayhi salam made dua. Tuesday he made dua. Nothing really happened. Wednesday he made dua. Dua got accepted. Then the wind came, the rain came, their food, their tents, everything got torpedoed and capsized and everything. So they took flight and they went away. You must remember this. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself on his belly Mubarak, Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, we're feeling so hungry. We don't have food, we don't have water on the outskirts of Medina. And they showed them, alayhi salam, they got stone tied one. So Nabi alayhi salam picked up Kurta Mubarak and showed the tutu I got. Who? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The most beloved, the most precious to Allah. The stone there is not that is going to remove the hunger. Nay, is muqallilul juu. It is just to decrease the pangs of hunger. So this is how the deen of Islam reached us. Today we got everything, pakki pakai roti, you know. They had everything on the plate. So who makes qadr of it and this thing? So you must learn all these things here. وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةُ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. These are all lessons for us. Not some information and entertainment and all that. So to take and deduce lessons from here. how, what, and what happened, and so forth. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba, all digging together. Nahnu alladhina bayau Muhammada. We are the ones, and that they took bay'ah on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or bay'ana upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam making dua, faghfir al-ansar wal-muhajira. Ya Allah, you forgive the ansar and the muhajirs and all. So all this happened, so there was no real combat taking place in that there, because Allah Ta'ala, and you want, go read the Quran, جَاءُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ وَمِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ وَإِذَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارِ وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرَ وَتَذُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ ذُنُونَ. That one verse will encapsulate everything. How they were surrounded, and how, what negative thoughts went through the mind, and so. But Allah Ta'ala helped them. وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا. There, there was like shaking going on, you know, convulsions and so forth. So it was a big time, a big trial and all that. In the fourth year that took place.
Mufti Sahib, moving to the fifth year of the Hijri calendar, what had happened then?
When Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba, made Mashura, there was another tribe also, they also mischief making, Shararat. So Bani Mustaliq, our people pronounce this also incorrectly, Mustalaq now. The Asah and Afsah is Mustaliq. So it is note, there is Ghazwa Bani Mustaliq. So remember that. So Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, what a Mubarak family. Usaid bin Huzayr radiallahu ta'ala who says, even if you'll do something upside down, Allah make it positive for you. Ma hiya bi awwali barakatikum ya ala Abi Bakrin. One time, Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha, Siddiqa bintu Siddiq radiallahu anhuma, her necklace in Qata Iqadun li got lost. Said Abu Bakr was so upset, time is going, there's no water. He's pinching her also. If you look at the hadith, he pinched her also. So and so forth, your mother. What you doing? You're causing harm to Nabi alayhi salam, causing harm to the Muslim. But Allah wants to elevate Siddiqa, and she is the Ladli, the Sahib Zadi of Sayyidina Abu Bakr. So Allah revealed the verse first time. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ مَرْضَىٰ أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ أَوْ جَاءَ مِنْكُمْ وَإِن كُنْتُمْ مَرْضَىٰ أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ. And then, فَلَمْ تَجِدُوا مَاءَ, in the Quran, right? You don't find water, then, فَتَيَمَّمُوا صَعِيدًا طَيِّبًا. Go and make tayammum. So the tayammum ayat got revealed after Siddiqa, Aisha Siddiqa lost her necklace, so it became a bounty, a favor for this ummah. So that already happened. Now, Ghazwa-e Bani Mustaliq in the 50th of the Hijrah. So Sahaba are going, so you must remember that. And now Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha lost her. They thought she's in the Hawdaj where she was. And they went away. So in those days, they would have Muqaddamatul Jaish and Muakharatul Jaish. The one that goes right in front and the one right at the back. Hazrat Safwan came and he saw Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha. So, because before hijab, he saw her already. So he said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And then, when they came and they joined, then Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, coronation. You see? Again. So he and his comrades and cronies and his, you know, supporters, they start making all these wild allegations, accusations. See what Allah says. وَالَّذِي تَوَلَّى كِبْرَهُ مِنْهُمْ لَهُ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. He is the one. تَوَلَّى كِبْرَهُ. He played the prominent and he was the protagonist, the most important shaitan in this. To start this whole fitna, وَاقِيَةُ ifk, Allah Jalla Wala. When people made accusations against Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, so the baby spoke. When people made allegations against Nabi Isa alayhi salam, then he spoke as a baby. So when people made allegations against Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha, فَبَرَّأَهَا اللَّهُ مِمَّا قَالُوا, Allah himself exonerated her. Can you understand her rank now? chapter 24, chapter Surah Nur, verses 11 to 26. 16 verses Allah revealed for Siddiqah bint Siddiq. And yet these kafir Shias, till today, they make all these accusations. So you must say, Allah passed the verdict. أُولَٰئِكَ مُبَرَّؤُونَ مِمَّا يَقُولُونَ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. So they reject all these things. Yeah? And yet our people, some of them want to support them. So they must know the rank of Siddiqah, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha. So all this happened on that occasion. Ghazwa Ibani, Mustaliq, when they were returning, and then all this. Ifk means kithbun azim, a very, very big accusation, a big lie, big propaganda. And you know how the Americans and the British, they spoke lies against Iraq, weapons of mass destruction. So, and they murdered over a million people, the haramis. So that, you must, like that it is. Now, it's not same, obviously. Hazrat Aisha's rank is so great. But here, to just give you an example, how if you use the word if, that's what I mean here.
Mufti Sahib, the sixth year of the Hijri calendar, what had happened then?
Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam sahaba came 1400-1500. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a dream. Laqad swadaq Allahu rasulahu ru'ya bilhaq, and all that we're going to perform umrah. So sahaba were elated, delighted. 6 years they never saw. This is the month of Zulqa'dah. And then Nabi alayhi salatu salam sahaba went just outside the haram. It's not part of the haram, it's out of the haram. So it's called Hudaybiyah. The Hanafi ulama, Golmol, sometimes they make this is part of the haram, but it's not part. So you must remember that is Shumaysiyah. Today they call it Shumaysiyah. So there they stopped them and said, you can't come. Said Umar was so upset and all that. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, we accept. He went to Sayyidina Abu Bakr, he said that we accept, meaning. And so afterwards he understood the wisdom, you see. Allah Ta'ala said that Fathan Qariba. So the conditions were against the Muslims, and this is sixth year. So we must go there, those people who are there in Makkah now, tell them to go Hudaybiyah, fasten ihram there, and come from there. How many people I tell them go there? And fasten ihram from there, mashallah. And there the tree and all that, لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. So Bay'atul Ridwan, Bay'at Tahta Shajara, so all that. So now you see Fathan Qariba. They went back. In the seventh year they came and performed Umratul Qadha, the same 1400-1500 Sahaba. But the seventh year now, I just take you before you ask the question, then we finish with that also. In the seventh year, then the Jutlas, they made nonsense and mischief and all. Muharram, seventh year. So this is Zulqa'dah. So Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram, Fathan Qariba. So then Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, لَأُوْتِيَنَّ الرَّايَةَ, Hadith Bukhari Sharif. I'm going to give this banner and flag tomorrow to that person, يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Sayyidina Umar, everybody said, how we wished and desired is given to us. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, where's Ali? They said, his eyes are paining, call him. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam took his busak mubarak, his saliva mubarak, and applied it. Sayyidina Ali was 100%. His title, Fatih Khaybar. You see, how they defeated the Jutlas. Till today, we've been there. 150 kilometers away from there, you must remember Medina. So you must go there. And till today, how it inspires our children, our flowers of Palestine. What they say, they take on the Jutlas. Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sofa Yahud. Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud. One day I was there and these children were coming. Even I hid away, but I wanted to see what they're going to do. These guys are coming with their big, big guns. They got nothing in their hand, only in the heart, Iman and stones. Allah. And the And then they all, one way they came, and even I got one stone on my finger. I wanted to see what they're doing, and they're firing. So, but that was a welcome stone, you understood, from our sons, our children. So, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sofa Yahud. So that is what it is. So this happened in Muharram, 70 of the Hijra.
Mufti Sahib, coming to the 8th year of the Hijri calendar, what had happened then?
Then in Hudaybiyah, you must remember, there was a peace treaty. They, the Quraysh, the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, they themselves violated it. So Abu Sufyan knew they in big trouble. He came, let us renew. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't speak. He went to Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Even he knew Sayyidina Abu Bakr is Thani's name. He didn't speak. He went to Sayyidina Umar. He said nothing. We have to go back. So then Ramadan, 21st Ramadan, Saturday it was, 10,000 Sahaba came. And from different, and they came. Now Abu Sufyan, all of them shaking in their boots, you know, that today is big trouble. Sa'd radiallahu anhu was fired up. He entered before the master, alayhi salatu salam, and he told Abu Sufyan, al-yawmu yawmul malhama, laham. To aaj hum boti boti kar denge tumara. Today we're going to make man's meat of you. Today is a day of skopskit and donder. We're going to fix you all up today. He was fired up, you know. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he complained, Abu Sufyan. He became after that Muslim. So on that day's ijma and consensus, after Fatih Makkah, he embraced Islam on that occasion. So remember that, then he embraced Islam. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-yawmu yawmul marhama. And then the khutbah took place. Sayyidina Bilal, how Allah elevated him. Zuhr time, this Arab's fair in complexion. Oh Bilal, stand ala zahri baytillah, on the top, on the roof of Baytullah, render the adhan. Show them what Islam does. Watu izzu man tasha, watu zillu man tasha. So that is how Fateh Makkah. Fateh Makkah don't mean the conquest of Makkah only. The conquest, Fathu Qulubi Makkah. Then yadkhuluna fi dinillahi afwaja takes place. Thousands and thousands of people embrace Islam. So that is what happens. And after that, the Battle of Hunain took place. So that laqad nasarakumullahu fi mawatina kathira wa yawma hunainin. Sahaba now were 12,000 and enemies were less. So they said, we will win. But they started losing because now the focus was on the numbers. Then Allah's mercy came and they beat the enemy, the Hawazin and so forth. So that time there in Hawazin, you know, there were so many camels, so many goats, so many sheep, all that. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam started giving the mu'allafa qulub, 100 camels like that. 6,000 camels they were, they say.
In the 9th year, Mufti Sahib, what had happened then?
9th year was, Allah speaks of it, you must remember, it's the month of Rajab, it's June, July, and 30,000 Sahaba, Mustadrak Hakim, Sahaba, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, leave everything, leave your dates, leave your farms, every able, capable male must participate. So three, they didn't go, Hazrat Ka'b bin Malik and all of them, you know. So they, wa ala thalathati alladhina khulifu. So when they reached there and all that, 10 days journey, you know, and plus minus. So then there was no combat, anything. And I went to Tabuk also. I made sure all these places I go with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. So remember then, this is known as Ghazwa-e Tabuk and so forth. So then again, these Christians, non-Muslims, they took flight and they said, no, we won't fight and so forth. So they also remember Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala gave victory to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Sahaba.
The 10th year, Mufti Sahib, what happened then?
10th year, you must remember, was the Hajjatul Wida and the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam bid farewell to this Ummah. Fala, ala hal ballaghtu, ala hal ballaghtu. Did I convey the message? Sahaba pointed their fingers to the skies. Yes, yes. So Allahumma shahad. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised the finger and said, that, see Allah, you bear testimony, I have done so. Then Nabi alayhi salam said, fal yuballighu shahidu minkum al-ghaib. That yes, that you are present, take this message to all. So it's for me and you. We have the best, we must share it with the rest. That is a command of Nabi alayhi salam. Go open Mishkat Sharif, Muslim Sharif. Muslim Sharif got the best hadith on this, on Hajjatul Wida, reported by Jabir radiallahu anh. And the best book on this is Hazrat Sheikh's book. Hazrat Maulana Zakariya Sheikhul Hadith book, in Arabic he wrote it in 3 days, 3 nights. Hajjatul Wida wa Umratul Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it's translated in Urdu by Maulana Yusuf Ludhianvi. And the taqreez and the Forward is written by Hazrat Allama bin Nuri in Rahimahullah. He writes there, I got both the Arabic and Urdu, Alhamdulillah. So he writes there, is Dor ke sabse bare muhaddis, the greatest scholar of hadith alive. Hazrat Sheikh passes away, remember in 82 first Shaban. Hazrat bin Nuri passes away in 1977. We still remember that occasion. The Sheikhain were sitting there, Maraj al-Bahrain were sitting, and we were giving them mangoes, you know. So where you can get that kind of manzar again, when you see the giants of Islam, you know. They were the Ibn Hajar, and they were the Allama Aini, and of our time, remember that.
Lastly, Mufti Sahib, the 11th year of the Hijri calendar.
11th year was Wafatul Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Thursday. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الْخَمِيسِ. That you come in Muslim Sharif. That يَوْمُ الْخَمِيسِ, what happened? The Shia say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to appoint Sayyidina Ali as his Khalifa. All lies. Between Maghrib and Isha, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Thursday night, the last Thursday, Laylatul Jumu'ah, that مُرُو أَبَا بَكْرٍ فَلْيُسْوَلِّ بِالنَّاسِ. Tell Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he must make imamate. So Thursday night, Isha, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all five Salat, Fajr, Monday morning, 12 Rabiul Awwal. So 17 Salat, he made Imamat. Fi Hayatin Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then the Wafat took place, the demise of the Master Alayhi Salam took place. So, and then he becomes the Khalifa. Everybody agrees. Thani Ithnain. So these are the most important incidents for every year. Learn it, go and study it, and draw lessons from it. Then the love for Sahaba will increase, inshallah. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We say Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahib and to all our listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We head on for the news now with Brother Suleiman Esop. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah.